Why do you want to run for U.S. Senate? What's your motivation?
Well, I'll tell you that I never thought I would run for political office when I was little. Even when I was growing up and in my 20s, I cared about, when I was a kid, flying fighter jets and serving my country. And you know what? That was my dream, and I did that. And I served for 24 years as a United States Marine. I served for 20 years. And I met my husband along the way, a Navy pilot. We have three kids. At the end of our military career was right around the time of the 2016 elections. And both my husband and I, my husband who's a lifelong Republican, and myself, who was 12 years as an independent and a Democrat, looked at each other and said, we need better leaders in this country. And we don't need them 10 years from now. We don't need them 20 years from now. We need them now. And that's when we looked at each other and said, you know, if we can make a difference, if we can stand up and be the leaders that our country needs, and I felt like I could do that, I had to give it a shot. We were already planning on moving back home to Kentucky after retirement. We lived all around the world and all around the country and had been all around the world and wanted to raise our children here. And this is the place we want to be.
Do you feel that you can unseat Senator Mitch McConnell? It's a monumental task that others have tried and failed to do. So what sets you apart?
Well, I think it's a combination of things. One, Senator McConnell is not well liked. He's not well liked because he hasn't done much for Kentucky. He's been the single point of failure for the dysfunction in our country and in our government. There's an opening there. And I think what makes me different is I'm somebody where my message of let's put our country above our political party. Let's get leaders into office who are not bought off by special interests, who have proven that they have served the country, to step up and be the leaders that we all want to see in Washington. And I think that's what sets me apart, is the fact that, you know, I have served the country. I'm somebody who believes deeply in doing what's right for Kentucky, and I will work with any president, whether he or she wears a red shirt or a blue shirt, to do what's right for Kentucky. And at the same time, I will stand up. I will have the courage to stand up when it's right for Kentucky. And I just don't see that in Mitch McConnell, really, ever.
What do you see as the biggest issues affecting Kentucky?
Well, I think the single most important issue, and this is why I was talking to a bunch of folks here in Paducah, is still healthcare. I mean, folks cannot, so many people cannot get affordable healthcare. So many people are worried that Mitch McConnell is going to try to throw folks with pre-existing conditions off their healthcare. He's tried over and over again. So many people cannot afford just basic prescription medications, and he's unable to do anything about getting prescription drug prices down. I think these are the sort of the bread and butter concerns. And then also, the opioid crisis in Kentucky, which is ravaging our state. We have two times the death rate of other states. And in addition, having an economy that works for everyone, and not just 1% or the corporations, but an economy where wages are, you know, we see the average Kentuckian must start seeing the benefit of this growing economy. And the average Kentuckian hasn't seen wages increase in 20 years. So as long as you've got Mitch McConnell in office, these things are not going to change. And I think that those are some of the things I'm going to be talking about.
You mentioned meeting with some Paducah residents at the coffee shop here. What are some of the takeaways from the Q&A session for you?
Well, one, people are very tired of Mitch McConnell. They're very tired of the dysfunction. They are very tired of the fact that he is just goes to Washington and does what his political party and the special interests, you know, what he decides for because of his special interest donors, frankly. And he's leaving average Kentuckians behind and leaving a state that, you know, we have the highest cancer rates in the country. We have the highest rate of diabetes. 1 in 4 Kentuckians have diabetes. And he has no interest in getting, like, just basic stuff like prescription drug medication prices down. These are some of the things I hear from them. I also hear from them the fact that they're very worried about money and politics. With this massive amount of money from special interest groups that are completely corroding and corrupting our politics, they're very worried for our democracy and for Kentucky. So, you know, I'm worried too, or I wouldn't be doing this.
There was a question regarding climate change. What's your position on that?
Well, you know, I believe climate change is a fact. You know, it's look, when I was a fighter pilot, the base where I learned how to air-to-air dogfight, Key West Naval Air Station, will be underwater in 50 years. Gone. we're seeing this as a national security concern. The last place I was assigned was Annapolis, Maryland. When I was there as a midshipman 24 years ago, we had one flood every 4 years. Now we're having a flood 6 times a year that's covering a quarter of the base there. It's a problem. It's a national security concern, it's a global concern. And what you need, Matt, is you need people in Washington who are leading this country, who have actually operated in the 21st century globe. Not guys like Mitch McConnell, who have just operated in the Washington swamp for the last 35 years. You need people to get it, and I get it.
There was some concern about voter apathy. How will you help overcome that, increase voter turnout?
You overcome it by being a candidate who is authentic and can speak to the real needs of Kentuckians. And I think people are very cynical about politics. Look, I am too. Guys like Mitch McConnell made it that way. People don't always know what to expect. And I'm just, my approach is just to go in there and show people who I am and to try to get folks who can believe in me, you know, and believe in the message that I have. Let's put our country above our political party. We have the greatest nation on earth. Kentucky is amazing. We just need better leaders. And so, you know, that's my overall message. And then, you know, work with groups and grassroots organizations that care about voter registration. And I know there's a governor race this year, so it's very important that all Kentuckians pay attention to the statewide races. And my attention is going to be toward that as well.
Gun rights, gun control legislation, this is a major issue, has been for a long time, but in the wake of the recent mass shootings, this is something that is part of the national discussion right now. What is your position on that?
Well, look, I'm pro-Second Amendment. I'm a gun owner. I was a Marine for 20 years. I went to combat with a 9mm pistol strapped to my chest. I had a 20mm cannon in my jet. I'm used to weapons. I'm somebody that believes in the Second Amendment. And at the same time, I'm a mother of 3 small kids. And I believe gun violence is an epidemic. I worry about school shootings. I mean, my 7-year-old has to do school shooting drills. I mean, what? You know, where are we going? And I think that the key here is we need to get people elected who are not bought off by the gun lobby. We need to get people elected who want to do the very most reasonable things that those of us who are gun owners think should have been done yesterday. You know, many of us who are gun owners believe that we should have better background checks. We should have done that yesterday. You know, there's lots of things that we can do. If you get actually leaders in office who are not bought off. And so that's where I want to start.
Would you support a ban on assault-type weapons?
Well, I don't think banning or taking guns away from people, law-abiding citizens, is the way to go. But I do believe gun violence is an epidemic. And look, if you're a law-abiding citizen, you should have no problems with a better background check. You know, it's, we got to keep guns out of the hands of people who will do our children harm.
It was revealed over the weekend that your campaign manager was behind the firing of Matt Jones from Hay, Kentucky. He's a potential primary challenger, and some said that his show held him back from entering the race. Can you speak to that, why your campaign manager would do that?
Well, I'm not sure what the reports actually are saying. I think you should ask probably WLEX as to why they fired Matt Jones, because, you know, I don't have that kind of power to fire somebody, so... I don't know.
The report from really The Intercept, is that accurate? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know where they're, what they're talking about that in that article. Again, I don't have the power over a media. I mean, you're in a media organization. I mean, I think people should ask WLEX because, you know, I welcome, look, anybody can get in this race. Matt Jones, anybody else. It's a democracy. It's the democracy I fought for 24 years to defend. So, you know, to me, I'm not sure where all this is coming from.
Speaking to the other primary challengers, if you could, what sets you apart from them? Can you speak to them a little bit?
Well, I don't know the other primary challengers very well, so I can just speak about my message. And my message is, let's put our country above our political party. Let's get people elected who actually want to serve Kentucky and not the special interest groups. But again, anybody can get in this race, and it's a democracy, and that's the beauty of it. I mean, heck, in my last race when I ran for Congress in Central Kentucky, We had like 7 or 8 people in the primary.
Regarding the primary, you know, before taking on McConnell, what is your message to the progressive Democrats of Kentucky?
Well, I mean, my message is I'm a Democrat and I stand for things like affordable health care, better accessible affordable health care, better jobs for people. I stand for things like, hey, everybody should have equal opportunity, whether they need to marry who they want to marry, or to have equal opportunity to start a business, or to have equal opportunity, you know, as a woman. It's who I am. So I don't think my message to progressive Democrats is any different than my message to conservative people. It's the same. Mm-hmm. But my number one thing is, let's do what's right for Kentucky and our country. It's not about the party you're in. Wouldn't you like to vote for somebody who's just going to get in there and do the right thing? You know, my mother always used to say, I vote for the person, not the party. And that was in the 70s. Where is that? I want to get back to that.
Just for the sake of clarity and understanding, your message for conservative Democrats who voted for President Trump, they might see McConnell's power as helpful in bringing resources to Kentucky. How will you convince conservative Democrats?
Well, I think, you know, those folks who voted for President Trump, many of them voted for President Trump to shake up the system, a system that is dysfunctional, that is not working. Guess who built that system? Mitch McConnell. Many people voted for President Trump to do reasonable things like bring down drug prices, which he's talked about. He's talked about having Medicare renegotiate prices. He's talked about having to have drugs re-imported. President Trump has talked about this. Guess who stops that? Mitch McConnell stops that. And it's not rocket science as to why he gets $1.3 million from Big Pharma. That's why. He doesn't work for you. He works for the special interest groups. So my message to folks who are, you know, voted for President Trump is, you know, a lot of things, the reasons why people voted for Trump was to do big things on infrastructure. Well, who stopped that? Mitch McConnell stops that. He said that infrastructure is a non-starter. So you cannot drain the swamp. You cannot change Washington until you change the people you send there. And you got to get out Mitch McConnell.
There's another important race in 2020, the race for president. Who are your top candidates in the Democratic race, and who do you think could beat Trump?
Well, I think it's too early. I'm thinking, like my husband and I both watch the debates, and we talk about this stuff all the time, and both he and I are like, well, it's too early. Let's see. I mean, it's like most Kentuckians, like most Americans. We're sort of waiting and seeing what happens here. But, you know, it's important. I'm focused on this race because I feel like, look, we can change the trajectory of our country for the better, no matter who wins the White House, if we can get rid of Mitch McConnell.
That's all the questions that I had. Is there anything else you would like to add?
No, I'm here to listen. I came down here because I think we've forgotten in campaigning that it's not always about your message. It's also about listening. So I'm trying to meet as many people and hearing their concerns as possible, and I plan to come back as much as I can.
Excellent. Amy McGrath, thank you so much.
All
I appreciate
right.
your time.
You bet.
Thank you.